I was in the Welsh space now, but with two dead men beside me, and a third man turned on me, sword coming in a great scything stroke that I met with the shield boss. And as he tried to cover his body with his own shield, I lunged serpent breath into his throat, ripped her out, swung her all the way around, and she clanged against a shield behind me. And I turned, all savagery and anger now, and I charged a fourth man, throwing him down with my weight. And he began to shout for mercy and receive none. The joy of it. The sword joy. I was dancing with joy, joy seething in me. The battle joy that Ragnar had so often spoken of, the warrior joy. If a man has not known it, then he is no man. It was no battle, that. No proper slaughter. Just a thief killing. But it was my first fight, and the gods had moved in me, had given my arm speed and my shield strength. And when it was done, and when I danced in the blood of the dead, I knew I was good. Knew I was more than good. I could have conquered the world at that moment, and my only regret was that Ragnar had not seen me. But then I thought, he might be watching from Valhalla. And I raised serpent breath to the clouds and shouted his name. I have seen other young men come from their first fights with that same joy, and I have buried them after their next battle. The young are fools, and I was young, but I was good. The cattle thieves were finished. 12 were dead, or so badly wounded as to be near death, and the others had fled. We caught them easily enough, and one by one we killed them. And afterward, I went back to the man whose shield had kissed mine when the walls clashed. And I had to put my right foot into his bloody crotch to drag Wasp Sting free of his clinging flesh. And at that moment, all I wanted was more enemies to kill.
"Where did you learn to fight, boy?"
Tatooine asked me. I turned on him, as though he was an enemy, pride flaring in my face. And Wasp Sting twitching as if she was hungry for blood. "I am an Elderman of Northumbria," I told him. He paused, wary of me, then nodded. "Yes, Lord," he said. Then reached forward and felt the muscles of my right arm.
"Where did you learn to fight?" he asked,
leaving off the insulting "boy." "I watched the Danes."
"Watched," he said tonelessly.
He looked into my eyes, then grinned and embraced me.
"God love me," he said, "but you're a savage one. Your first shield war?"
"My first," I admitted.
"But not your last, I dare say. Not your last."
He was right about that. I have sounded immodest, but I have told the truth. These days I employ poets to sing my praises, but only because that is what a lord is supposed to do, though I often wonder why a man should get paid for mere words. These word stringers make nothing, grow nothing, kill no enemies, catch no fish, and raise no cattle. They just take silver in exchange for words, which are free anyway. It is a clever trick. But in truth, they are about as much use as priests. I did fight well, that is no lie, but I had spent my growing years dreaming of little else, and I was young, and the young are reckless in battle, and I was strong and quick, and the enemy were tired. We left their severed heads on the bridge parapets as a greeting for other Britons coming to visit their lost lands. Then we rode south to meet Ethelred, who was doubtless disappointed to find me alive and still hungry, but he accepted Tatooine's verdict that I could be useful as a fighter. Not that there would be much battle, except against outlaws and cattle thieves. Ethelred would have liked to fight the Danes because he fretted under their rule, but he feared their revenge and so took care not to offend them.